Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Assalamu alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? I hope your day is off to a great start. So if you have spent any time with me, you would know that I absolutely love nature. I especially love going to the beach. The feeling of the warm, soft sand beneath my feet, the hot sun on my skin is simply incredible. And then just as you get to the shoreline where the water meets the land, it's like the waves are calling you in for a swim. And of course, there is no feeling more refreshing than swimming in the sea or ocean. Obviously, I'm missing summer right now. Okay, let's get started with our Ramadan circle time by saying our intentions. So my intention today is to gather with you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn something new, and to bring the angels into our home so they can go all the way up to heaven and say our names. Now let's fill our hearts with happy thoughts by thinking of that one good thing that happened to us yesterday. Remember, it doesn't need to be a big thing. It just needs to be special to you. I'll start. Yesterday, it started snowing out of the blue. And even though it was cold, the snowflakes looked beautiful as they fell to the ground. All right, now it's your turn. Take 5 seconds. I'll wait. Wonderful. So today's story is about a girl named Mary. Mary the milkmaid worked in a farm. She would milk the cows and bring the milk to the market to sell. She loved to think about what to spend her money on. One day she milked 4 cows and took 2 big pails of milk to the market to sell. As she walked to the market, she thought of all the things that she could buy. Mary started to talk out loud. "I'm going to buy a strawberry cake, a new dress, maybe even a chicken. If I buy a chicken, the chicken can lay eggs and I can sell milk and eggs. That would give me more money to buy more things. Oh, I'm so excited," she said. As she was daydreaming, she started skipping with happiness, completely forgetting that she was still holding 2 buckets full of milk. Suddenly, Mary tripped and the milk spilled all over the ground and drenched her dress. "Oh no, I'll never have enough money to buy anything, not even that chicken," she said. She put her head down and walked home with her empty buckets. When her mom saw her, she said, "Mary, what happened to you? You're drenched with milk." Mary explained how she was skipping, thinking about what she was going to buy at the market and forgot about the milk. Her mom looked at her sternly and said, "Don't count your chickens until they hatch." Let's think about this. Sometimes we like to think something is definitely going to happen before it does. It takes patience to see things through. Some things take time, and as you grow, you will find yourself wanting to jump 2-3 steps ahead of your plans. but remember the importance of patience. Thank you, my friends, for joining the Ramadan circle today. Remember to pray for each other and show patience. I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.